The next tool that Stan is going to show is about your machine, and this is called SysInternals, a tremendous set of, it's actually a set of tools, and a lot of great utilities. And Stan, I'm just going to let you go ahead and talk about it. So why don't you go ahead and bring up your demos here on SysInternals and share this information with all the folks. Take it away.
Thank you, Russ. Appreciate that. All right, so what I've done on my machine here is I've downloaded the SysInternals tools. Now, SysInternals is a website. If you go to sysinternals.com, it'll actually redirect you now to the TechNet website inside of Microsoft. So SysInternals is a company that was formed by Mark Rusinovich and Bryce Cogswell. You might have heard of these fellas. Mark Rusinovich was the guy who outed Sony, you know, for putting rootkits into their music, you know, for DRM. So these guys both work for Microsoft now. In fact, Mark is a technical fellow. So they're continuing to develop these tools, and you can actually download them from Microsoft. So I've downloaded the entire package. So this list of things that's in this directory are all SysInternals tools. Now, there's a number of these things. There's way too many to talk about here, so I'm going to focus on just a couple. One of my favorite tools, is Process Explorer. It's a tool that effectively replaces the task manager in your system, but it's task manager on steroids in a big way. And one of the options at the very top, which I always use, the first option is to replace task manager, which I've already done here. You can see that in place of task manager, if I right-click on the taskbar and ask for task manager, or I Control-Alt-Delete and ask for task manager, this will come up. Okay, so along with this is, by Control-I, we can get the actual system information. So this is the typical-looking task manager that shows the amount of CPU and the amount of memory in use and the IOs and things like that. But you get quite a bit more information at the bottom of the screen down here about the physical memory in use and the paging list and the paging files and that sort of thing. But what's the best about Process Explorer is the main window here, where in the bottom section I can show the lower pane, and down here I can actually put DLLs or file handles down there. So if I pick an application, now we've gotten a list of all the DLLs that are in use by that particular process that I showed at the top. Now, if I double-click on one of these guys, it'll bring up an additional window now that provides information about the image, where it comes from, whose it is, where it's located on the disk, what the command line that launches it is, our own set of performance metrics for that particular application only, the performance graph for only this particular application that's running, and so on. So the Process Explorer is a great way of understanding what's going on underneath the covers on your machine. You can stop processes, you can change their priorities from here. There's a whole number of things that you can do in the drop-down menus, finding handles or DLLs if you know their names, and so on. There's tons of functionality here.
Got a question, sir?
If I see some unexpected network activity and I don't know what process is using it, will this tool show me the culprit?
It may not show you the culprit exactly, but it can show you which processes are consuming I.O., and you can then kind of follow the trail. You know, sometimes you have to do some detective work and, you know, understand what you're looking at and dig around, but it'll show you which applications are using the I.O. in your system, and then you can kind of zoom in and take a look at those individual apps and try to figure out what's going on.
And we have another question over here.
There's a file that it's can't be deleted because of access denied. Is there a way to search which process has a handle on it and then kill the process so you can delete the file? Is that possible?
So the answer is yes. There's a find function in the Process Explorer that will let you go and look at what files are locked. Another tool which is really great is called the AutoRuns tool. And what that does is it digs into the system and finds all the different places in which applications may install start points. And right now, by default, it comes up on the Everything tab, and it will start to populate this list. If we go to look, for example, at the Logon tab, so as you log in, this is showing you registry keys that are, that may have something behind them that affect processes that get run at login. You can look at all the scheduled tasks on your system. You can look at all the services and where they start up from. So this shows you all of the known places inside the Windows operating system in which processes can begin when your system starts up, or like in an auto run situation. So this is a very nice diagnostic tool for figuring out, you know, where something is coming from. Now there's a number of other tools that come in SysInternals. In particular, there's a a process monitor, you know, that's the old, you know, file monitor and registry monitor. There's a TCP view that you can actually look at all the TCP endpoints in use and which applications have those TCP endpoints open, which is a lot better than Netstat, which kind of does the same thing. There's a contig process. Contig is a way of actually defragging an individual file. And there's a way of defragging page files as well. So there's so many tools in here that it's almost impossible to talk about very quickly, but download this thing and start looking through the help files on these, and you'll find probably at least a half a dozen tools that do something really well that there may be, you know, tools in the Windows SDK for or something, but this just does it that much better. All right. So these guys with sysinternals have really set the bar high on building developer utilities.
So my favorite, of course, is, as a presenter,
Zoomit, I bet.
Yes.
Well, I can probably even show how Zoomit works. I think if I push the Control 1 key, which is the hot key here, you can see that it actually zooms in on a particular area of the screen. And if I use the mouse wheel, it can change the amount of zoom that I've got. Yeah. I can also go into a drawing mode by pushing a different control key. So now I can draw, for example, I can draw a rectangle by holding the control key down. And I can change the colors by doing things like pushing the R button, and then the Tab key will let me draw an ellipse.
Okay.
So
give it up, Mr. Specialty.
Zoomit is great. Just don't cut it no more. Want a great big pipe.